to Victoria now and the independent inquiry into the state's hotel quarantine program. Now, today a nurse has given evidence of poor hygiene practices and slack record keeping in the hotels she worked in. And she's also testified that Victorian Health Department employees dismissed her concerns about the urgent health problems of returned travellers. Samantha Donovan's following the inquiry for us in Melbourne. She joins me now. Afternoon, Sam. So what did the nurse see in the hotels that concerned her?
Well, this nurse, Tom, is known to the Commissioner as Jen, and she worked casual shifts for about 6 weeks at three of Melbourne's quarantine hotels, the Park Royal and the Holiday Inn out at the airport, and also the Grand Chancellor in town. She has a master's in nursing. She's given evidence to the inquiry this morning that she was given very little training or explanation of what was expected of her on her shifts at the hotel, no formal documentation, and on arrival at her first shift, another nurse just gave her a brief handover. She's described poor record keeping by both the Department of Health and the hotels. One family, she said, were in their room for a week before they had any contact with nursing staff or were even tested for coronavirus. She's also giving evidence about seeing personal medical notes of returned travellers being torn up and just thrown in a box marked confidential. On the question of personal protective equipment, Jen has given evidence that the supplies were adequate, but they weren't used properly.
It was very obvious to me that training in PPE hadn't been widely available to everyone involved. Security guards, for example, constantly wearing the same gloves throughout their shifts, going and making themselves a coffee with gloves on, using their phone, things like that, always wearing the same gloves, wearing their mask so that their nose was hanging out or that it was underneath their chin.
You say at paragraph 50 that there were shared facilities, a shared water cooler, a tea urn and a coffee machine on the first floor near the nurse's boardroom.
Yes.
That water cooler, tea urn and coffee machine, would they all be used by security guards?
Yeah, they were used by all. The hotel staff themselves would not use it, but the people from the Department of Health, the nurses and also security guards would use those facilities.
Okay, so Sam, what sort of health problems did return travellers raise with her?
Well, one person, for example, Tom, had diabetes but wasn't being given the appropriate food for their condition. Another person was threatening suicide but wasn't seen by a doctor for several hours. And that person had been told by an employee of the Victorian Department of Health that they needed to stop threatening suicide just so they could have a cigarette. That was Jen's evidence. She said she was very affected and angry with that episode. And when the person didn't answer the phone, they were finally found in their room, distressed and anxious. There was also an episode where a woman was in excruciating pain from endometriosis, a very painful gynecological condition, and she just needed a kettle or a microwave so she could boil water, but this was refused by the department. So all up, she said the department she felt treated people with health needs as problematic, and rather than trying to proactively fix their problems, they were just dismissed.
Okay, Samantha Donovan reporting there in Melbourne. Thank you.